When everything seems better online, effects of social media on a teen's creativity and confidence. For many teens now, hobbies and passions are no longer being discovered through good old trial and error. Instead, many things that interest young people are now filtered through social media algorithms that decide what's worth trying. Many now spend more time watching hobbies than trying them, even though the interest in learning new things doesn't go away. The effects of social media on creativity and confidence are subtle but powerful, shaping how teens see themselves and what they believe they can do. If you're a teen, you probably relate to this too. You open a social media app for a quick break. Yet before you even notice, an hour has passed while you scroll through video after video of people painting, baking, coding, dancing, and creating things that make you think, "I wish I could do that." At first glance, it feels inspiring, yet something strange happens just as quickly. The initial curiosity in the hobbies slowly fades as you get sucked into another interesting fad. Why scrolling through social media is overtaking creating. We now live in a world where hobbies are no longer the first thing that comes to mind when free time appears. Social media makes it easy to watch others live out their passions, but it also makes starting something new feel intimidating. Instead, scrolling through feeds and chasing trends takes up hours that used to be filled with learning guitar, sketching, or experimenting with new skills. Teens are growing up mostly scrolling through someone else's creativity instead of exploring their own. Picking up a guitar, sketching a rough drawing, or baking a messy cake suddenly feels like it's not good enough compared to the polished clips online. Social media feeds the mind with endless ideas, yet it also trains it to keep moving, to expect quick results, and to judge every interest before it even begins. When every hobby online looks polished and perfect, the act of picking up a skill or learning something new from scratch starts to feel harder than simply scrolling to the next video. The pressure of online perfection. Creativity thrives on curiosity, mistakes, patience, and practice. Most hobbies begin with clumsy attempts, uneven paintings, off-key songs, or projects that fall apart. Offline, this is normal. Online, it's not so much. As a young person, if you're only seeing the finished product, you're losing the freedom to explore and experiment freely. Social media celebrates quick success and dramatic transformations, compressing months of effort into seconds. Teens begin to expect instant results, and when progress feels slow, confidence drops. When algorithms guide that exploration, you focus your passions on superficial things like popularity, rather than personal interest or personal growth. Easy steps to break the loop. Choose hobbies that show steady progress early, like painting or photography. Keep early projects private. Track progress in a notebook instead of waiting for likes. Social media, creativity without an audience. Social media has turned hobbies into performances. Young people especially feel pressure to share every step online, shifting the purpose from personal joy to public approval. This takes away the private satisfaction of discovery and makes hobbies feel like content creation. Ways to reclaim creativity. Set aside time for hobbies without online distractions. Try one activity each week that has nothing to do with what shows up in your feed. Spend time in spaces where algorithms don't decide what you see, like local clubs or community centers. The freedom of doing something no one will see. Social media has turned hobbies into performances. Everyone feels the need to share every achievement online, which changes the purpose of the activities from personal enjoyment to public approval. This takes away the private joy of discovery and makes hobbies feel like content creation. The conversation around the effects of social media on teens touches more than screen time. It reaches into confidence, identity, and the way you discover your interests. The more you lose your curiosity as a teenager, the more you lose an important space for creativity and personal growth. If you're a teenager, or you have a teenager at home feeling discouraged, anxious, or unmotivated by anything, professional counseling can help. A qualified counselor can help you rebuild healthy hobbies and reconnect with meaningful interests. Consider reaching out to a licensed professional listed on this site or call the numbers on the screen for support. A simple conversation with the right professional opens the door to healthier habits and a renewed sense of curiosity.